healthcare one American at a time.
Tickling the America Tonight, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with a true insider, Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Ellen, how are you doing?
I am doing okay, Ms. Delaney.
Okay, so what's going on with the cherry blossoms?
Cherry blossoms are gone. We're into heavy tourist season here in Washington, D.C.
All right, thank goodness for those tourists. You need that tax money, right?
Right.
And let's talk about what's happening in Syria. What's the latest there? What's the president saying?
Well, the president and the British are basically saying, look, this is a very different situation than Libya. We think we can put on pressures. And, in fact, when I was in Syria about six and a half years ago, it was interesting because the EU was doing all these economic conferences and press conferences. And so there has been a lot of trade. And don't forget, Syria, same time that they are on our state-supported terrorism list, we're also giving people to Syria for rendition. So, you know, we have a complicated relationship with them.
Complicated at best. Let's switch gears and talk about the whole birther situation and now how the tables have reversed on Donald Trump. What's the scoop on that?
Well, it's not an April Fool's Day joke. April Fool's has actually passed, but a Gallup USA Today finds that people are questioning whether Donald Trump was really born in the United States. 43% of Americans believe that Mr. Trump was definitely born in the United States. They said that basically a lot of people had some reasons because two or three of his wives were foreign-born, and it's pretty crazy. But I guess people doubt their politicians.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oil subsidies, this is the big thing. Everybody's complaining about, of course, the pain at the pump conversation that, oh, it's going to be $6 by the end of the year. But more specifically, what about the oil subsidies and how much the fat cats are getting?
Well, the fat cats are getting a little over $4 billion that we know about in direct subsidies. There may be other kinds of things. And today, when Boehner, apparently Speaker Boehner, said something about the oil subsidies, President Obama seized on that, wrote him a letter, and said, I hope you're going to support getting rid of this and perhaps even turning some of these oil subsidies into support for alternative energies.
Yeah, people are going to, I think, are going to be blown away by some of the numbers they see in the next, what is it, next week or so.
Yes, when all the oil money comes out. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right, so talking about the oil subsidies, Barack Obama talked earlier in the day, and he knows this because he's taking a beating in the polls, as everybody else is taking a beating in their wallets and pocketbooks. When the gasoline goes up, it's obvious that nobody wants to feel the pain at the pump. I don't know how many times we can talk about that on America Tonight. I don't want to beat another dead horse. They're trotting around the studio, but it's true. I mean, that's just one of those sacred cows, as I like to say, where you can't see it keep going up, because this isn't Europe. We don't want to see it $6, $7, and that would absolutely take a chunk out of his run to be reelected as the president of the United States, to be a two-termer, just like the two previous presidents. And he knows that. So a lot of the conversations are about that. A lot of the conversations about what he's doing. But it's the same old nonsense. Well, we have a committee and we're looking at making sure there's no gouging, and the Attorney General Eric Holder is all over it. That's what everybody says whenever the prices spike. What is there to look at? What is there to look at? No, no, no. There is something to do here, but it doesn't matter if you do that. First of all, look at OPEC. Libya, though, supplied less than 2% of the world demand. People get confused on that. Most of the Libyan oil goes to Europe or to Asia. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries are even covering some of that shortage. You look at the speculating that goes on with oil and where the prices go. So here we go again, producing more, you know, pushing more overseas production. That's the same thing that President Bush said in 2008, pushing the Saudis to increase the supplies when the gas spiked that year. And the Saudis didn't do it, naturally. So the president is doing the same thing that Bush did. He said he's stressing the self-interest of the oil-producing nations like Saudi Arabia, and says if they're not growing, they're not going to be making money either. But they don't respond to those threats because it's been done again and again and again and again. So this is nothing new. I mean, gas price is up for 35 days. It's going up already, I can tell you. So 36 days. And nobody wants to pay $5. Nobody wants to pay $5. Already people are paying $5. But we don't want that to be the national average. The national average, $3.87. Well, I'll tell you what, the people who work from home have to feel pretty fortunate. There are a lot of people that work in technology industries where they get to work from home, and at least they're saving there. But for everybody else who has to make that average commute of 45 minutes each way, they're taking it over and over again when they have to pay $40, $50, $60. And like I said, you don't want to keep harping this on the same thing and beating the same drum. That's why the president, his response was lame. It's just what everybody else has said before him. There is absolutely nothing new. There is nothing new in that conversation. And that is the problem. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, veering in some different directions. That's not unusual for this show. If you've listened at all, you know what I mean. It's like one of those old wooden roller coasters. You're going to go back and forth, but you're going to enjoy it, I think, at the end. That's the key thing. So there's this dogfighting app that has people up in arms. People who love dogs have dogs. And the app is called Dog Wars. It's a video game, and it's free on the Android smartphone. And it's basically you feed, train, and fight your virtual dog against other players who do the same thing. Now, the people who created the app say it's just a fantasy role-playing game, and it has nothing to do with real world. I don't think so. The reason is, it's that whole idea of making the leap from video to reality. There have already been 80,000 downloads of the game. It was just released last week. So it's not a surprise that the Humane Society and a lot of animal advocacy groups are not happy about this because of what we've seen with dogs that are just left for dead, thrown out of cars. I mean, you know the stories. I'm sorry, I think it's a slippery slope. If someone's willing to cut off a dog's head and throw them off the back of a truck, where's the humanity in that? So coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to Christy Howard, who is an animal advocate, about this app. And making that leap, that it's not that far-fetched. Also at the bottom of the hour, a conversation that we have every single week with Stephen Shohet from Hollywood. Jack Nicholson, one of my favorite actors. How many movies has this guy been in? Celebrating a big birthday. So we'll chat about that and some other things. Hang with us.
Big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America Tonight with me, Katie D. We were just talking about, or I was mentioning, this dog fighting app, because everybody's crazy about apps. I mean, who doesn't have the latest apps? So, think about the kids out there, especially the young boys. When I say young, they could be, you know, 10, 11, 12 even, and into teenage years, who get this app called Dog Wars. And I already explained that it's a video game, and it's free. So, there, you know, free, that says something to you. And it's on that smartphone market, on the Android deal. So I think, and I do think this because now I've seen this app, I think the game perpetuates cruelty against animals. And if anything, I mean, it takes you through the whole dog fighting thing. Talk about getting prepared for dog fights. You know, even the Los Angeles Police Department is upset by this. They say they're just outraged by it, that it's repugnant, that it sends the wrong message to the kids, and that this shows them, is this something that they may emulate because it gives them the concept of the whole thing? I don't know. Is that ridiculous? Is it too far-fetched? Let's go to our pal Christy Howard. She is definitely an animal advocate. You know her from Three Dog. We talk about animals with Christy a lot on the show, at least every couple of months. Christy, when you heard about this app, what was your first reaction?
I didn't know if I wanted to wage war on somebody or start crying for the poor dogs that are going to be affected by this.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a leap because the app is a step-by-step deal of how you would arrange a dog fight. And it's so over the top. It is so violent. It's exactly what everybody railed on Michael Vick for and what he ended up going to jail for dog fighting. And these dog fighting rings are definitely prevalent in parts of the United States. They have not gone away despite the Vick thing. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And I mean, even Michael Vick's come out against this game, and which I think PR-wise, we would expect him to do that. But I think that the game itself is just, it's too close to reality. And like you said, it's a total how-to, step-by-step. And the makers of the game have little disregard for any common sense, I believe.
Yeah. How bad is the cruelty toward animals and to dogs? I mean, are we seeing an increase in that? I heard that there are more dogs being dumped off because of the economy still.
Oh, absolutely. They're still being dumped off. You still have puppy mills. There's a big puppy mill law that they're trying to pass right now. But I think more than anything is we're seeing, and I do a lot of animal rescue, but we're seeing a lot more animal cruelty cases come to light. And it seems like for every one that you uncover, there's probably two dozen more that are still out there in that same area or close to them. And this kind of thing just feeds off that.
And because I'm going to talk about puppy mills for a second. What's the best way to get these things shut down? I mean, just hearing about one, reporting it, if you know anything about it. I think those people are really slippery, though, Christy.
They're very slippery, and what's really sad is people that get caught, they get a slap on the wrist. It's kind of, you can't own a dog. Okay, well, who's following up with that? And they still own dogs. They're still right back in business. I just don't think that there's laws strong enough to convict these people and see it all the way through. I worked on a case out in Kaufman about a year and a half ago where we had almost 500 dogs. And I mean, I watched dogs die and be born, and there was little disregard. And the woman stood in court and said how much she loved each and every one of them. And it was ridiculous. And she got probation. I mean, there's laws out there, and I don't think those are strong enough, but
I agree.
Puppy mills are a whole new thing, whole other thing.
Oh, I agree with you. Do you think that more, you know, you look at how many groups there are that are set up to help animals, the Humane Society, everybody always points to the Humane Society. And, you know, you'll be out, and I'm sure people listening to us in all over Texas and across America have been out shopping, and they've been to pet stores, and they see that there's availability of dogs and trying to adopt them out, and cats and whatnot. But especially you see it with dogs. Do you think people are more compassionate or less compassionate to the plight of the dog now?
I think they're more compassionate, absolutely. And I mean, there's a brand new association or a group that's called Animal Rescue Corp, ARC, and Scott Hensley, who is he was the former HSUS, Humane Society of the United States director, is now heading up and president of this organization, and they're going out busting puppy mills, and they're doing a fabulous job with what they're doing. And, you know, there's so many different rescue organizations out there helping dogs, but I think that's a huge key is we've got to take care of the dogs out there that are homeless and that need people. And when you go to a pet store, you're just feeding those puppy mills. Even if they say, oh, we don't buy them from a puppy mill or any kind of backyard breeder, it's such a fine line that people, my dog's really cute. I just want one litter out of them. Well, what happens to the rest of the litter, you know, and their pups and their pups and their pups? Or, you know, next thing you know, you've got two dogs that have puppies and three dogs that you have puppy, and next thing you know, you're a puppy mill.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you. It is a slippery slope. I wanted to go back to the app again. It's when somebody, you know, you learn that when you're a kid. I said before you came on that what I think happens is feelings develop, and we're talking about humans and animals. And so if you grow up accepting dog fighting, or if you grow up with the violence and you see it, I think you get desensitized to it versus knowing that these are innocent creatures that they're on their own, basically. They need our help, let's be honest, right? So do you think that starts at, you've seen this because, you know, you have a bakery where people come in and out, all kinds of people with rescue dogs, with dogs they've raised, et cetera. Do you find that it really starts at the young age of how they're going to treat animals?
Absolutely. I think it's a difference between a dog being a family member and an object. and just like, you know, these people that have the dog fighting rings, if you truly loved your dog, how could you let them go into a fighting ring knowing they might be killed? I mean, why would you put your child in that situation? Why would you put a dog in that situation? And I think that teaching children, I have a 10-year-old stepson, and we were talking about this game on the way to school today because, I mean, he knows what we do with rescue, and he sees the good, the bad, and I haven't sugarcoated what we do in rescue. And, I mean, he was mortified that there is an app out there for dogs. And one of the things he said was, what happens if kids don't know the difference? And, you know, we've had issues where downloaded apps that were not age appropriate, and we've taken the action to, you know, screen everything and make sure they can't download without our permission. But, you know, it says that it's for mature audience, but there's people out there that don't pay attention to their children and are teaching them these things. And the last thing we want is to think that this is an acceptable behavior in compassion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well said, Christy. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate you staying up and hanging with us here
Thank
on America
you.
Tonight.
Absolutely. And I, just one final note. I have seen recently in the last couple of hours that they have pulled the game temporarily from the market.
Ah.
So they've had a lot of complaints, and we don't know if it's Google or the company that has pulled the app. But currently, right now, you are not able to download it. The word has come that they are modifying it to become more animal-friendly. So I have no idea what that means or how you can make dogfighting animal-friendly, but we will see what comes of this, but it just proves that if they do pull it, that everybody, you know, a strong voice does carry.
Yeah, no kidding. Christy Howard, thanks so much. Street Dog Bakery, appreciate it. And
have a great night.
You too, a huge advocate for dogs. And as she said there, that just happened. I just got word of that as well, that they have frozen the game for now and they're in a redo mode, which means, and she's right, it shows there's power in numbers, because so many people were outraged once the word got around. They've obviously decided to tweak the app, which is a good thing. It was a free app, like I said, so they had 80,000 downloads of the game that just came out last week. Bravo. Maybe they'll just pull it all together. All right, we're talking Hollywood stuff next here on America Tonight.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Don't you love that? That is vintage Jack Nicholson. One of the lines from A Few Good Men. It is his birthday. How many candles on the cake for Jack? Joining us now from Hollywood, Stephen Shohead, Hollywood Stories fame. And Stephen, were you invited to Jack's party?
No, I'm watching it on TV. I'm watching it on TV, actually. It's the Lakers and Charlotte, actually. He's there. So I'm sorry, New Orleans. My bad, New Orleans. So, yeah so he's there. You know, I'll tell you what, just a little thing about Jack Nicholson. When he's 74, by the way, it was on Friday. And when he first started going to the Laker games, he's from New Jersey. So that was back in 1969. So his original impulse was to cheer against the home team. But he found that he couldn't do it. He just was swept up in Laker mania. And, of course, now he's one of the most famous Laker fans, probably the most famous, I'm sure. And he sits near the enemy bench. And I don't know if he was making this up or not, but he claims, he's a very good mimic. So they have to be very careful conversing with him because he claims that twice a year he can get the referees to think that the enemy team is yelling obscenities at them and get technical fouls called on them. He says he only saves it for special occasions. So, they have to be careful being friendly with Jack because he is, he is a friendly guy for the most part. I mean, he's probably not it's probably not wise at the game to ask for his autograph because he's there to watch the game. You know, a lot of the celebrities who go to Laker games are actually, the tickets are from agencies. Because they want them to be interviewed during the game to promote whatever movie or television show they have coming out. But Jack, that's for him, it's pure love of the game. He's not there to promote anything, and he doesn't like to be interviewed on TV in the first place. So So, but you know, I've come across him a couple times, you know, and I think he's a very nice, well-meaning guy. I mean, I don't agree with him politically, but you know, one thing he said is that he's dying to have his mind changed and he's dying to discuss things. He actually read Ann Coulter's book, Treason. He said, I'm probably the only person liberal in Hollywood who read that. So I think he wants to find out about new things and new people all the time.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen Showhead from Hollywood, talking about Jack Nicholson. How many pictures was Jack Nicholson in? I mean, a ton, right?
Yeah, a ton. I don't have the exact number memorized. I'll tell you the story of what happened. He was in 20 movies and a number of TV shows, starting in the late 50s up until 1969, and it wasn't working out. And he's 32 years old, can't make his car payments. His first wife had left him, and he thought, I can't make it as an actor. So he actually retired, and his plan was to go behind the camera, be a director and a writer. And he became friends with the two gentlemen who created the Monkees, Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider. And Jack actually wrote the script for the Monkees movie Head. And Rafelson and Schneider were really impressed by him. They felt that it was too bad that he had retired as an actor, because when he would deliver the lines of his own material, they just found it very dynamic and powerful. And then fate struck a hand. It was that Dennis Hopper and Rip Torn did not get along in the pre-production for the movie Easy Rider. And Rip Torn, who played the Texas lawyer character George, decided to walk off the picture. And each accused the other eventually of pulling a knife on each other during that meeting. And there was a lawsuit involving that Rip Torn won. But Rip Torn decided he couldn't work with Dennis Hopper. So Rafelson and Schneider, who had given Dennis Hopper $500,000 to make the movie any way that he saw fit, saw their investment going south, and went to their buddy Jack Nicholson and said, Jack, we know you're retired, but we'd like you to go to New Mexico, take Rip Torn's place, watch Dennis, make sure that he doesn't blow all our money, and make sure he doesn't kill Peter Fonda. And so sort of reluctantly, Jack Nicholson went there, and the way he kept Dennis Hopper in line was lots of inebriation. I mean, one morning they actually woke up in a tree and they couldn't remember how they got there. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was obviously quite improvisational work, Easy Rider, making things up as they went along. But when they tried to sell that movie to some of the studios in town, like Columbia Pictures, they got a very negative reaction. The people are like, oh, rock and roll music, the long-haired guys, we make classy movies like The Bridge on the River Kwai. We're not interested in this. But when they took it to France, the Cannes Film Festival, standing ovation. And you know who got the biggest ovation was Jack Nicholson, who had been coming to Cannes for years, and everybody was rooting for him to do well. Everybody liked him so much. And he said, I'm one of the very few people who was in the theater the night they became a movie star. He's had ups and downs, but he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And basically, he's been a rich and famous man ever since that time.
And that movie is always interesting now that you give us some of the backstory, too, to go and watch if people listening haven't heard what Stephen is sharing with us. Besides Easy Rider, and especially because that was at the beginning, would you say The Shining is one of the top five Jack movies?
I don't know. I don't think he did a great job in The Shining. I'm more storyteller than critic, but it's just my opinion. If you read the book The Shining, the character slowly devolves into the homicidal murderer that he becomes. But he starts off a nice guy who's got flaws. I felt when you watch The Shining, the movie, as soon as Jack Nicholson raises his eyebrow in the first scene, you kind of know he's going to get an axe and chase everybody through the house. So I thought he was tipping off the evil right away. So I don't think that was his best performance, just for my opinion. For me, it's Cuckoo's Nest, is his ultimate you know, ultimate performance where, you know, he was fired up, he had energy, he just, you know, dominated the screen. And he, you know, he said at that time he felt like a boxer, like Muhammad Ali sort of, you know, where, I mean, he was just so up. I think he was 35 at that time. He was so, 37. He was so up, you know, up for that role. And I mean, you just couldn't take your eyes off of him. And of course, in that movie, he's supposed to be kind of crazy, or at least letting the authorities think that. So I think, for me, that was his best performance. And that of course, was the ironic thing where Kirk Douglas actually owned the rights to Cuckoo's Nest, tried to get it made for years, and couldn't do it because nobody wanted to make a movie about electric shock therapy and lobotomies and things like that. And Kirk had actually given the rights of it to Michael Douglas, and Michael Douglas could only get it made with a new star, not Kirk, but Jack Nicholson. And Kirk Douglas owned that movie, and he said he actually made more money on that movie, Cuckoo's Nest, than all the movies he acted in combined. But he's still bitter that he didn't get to play that role, and he still chides Jack Nicholson about it. You know, whenever they talk to each other, Kirk Douglas constantly brings it up, like, you know, you took Cuckoo's Nest away from me.
Who are his pals in Hollywood? You're right about doing interviews, because he doesn't really do a lot of interviews, especially television interviews, anything at the Lakers, absolutely. I can't even remember the last time I've seen him in an interview with anyone. One time, it was a couple of years ago, he was there for the Oscars, and he did get kind of caught in a quick question from, I think it was Gail King, even, of all people. But he doesn't, you really don't hear much about Jack. Who does he hang around with?
Well, you know, right now at this Laker game, he's sitting next to his usual courtside companion, Lou Adler, the record producer who owns the Roxy Club on the Sunset Strip. If anybody ever watches the Lakers on network TV, that's the man with the white beard that sits next to him. He's always had a good friendship with Warren Beatty, you know, for years. Harry Dean Stanton was one of his best friends. Of course, it's sad for Jack to lose people like Dennis Hopper. I don't think the friendship with Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider was like it was before. I think they sort of had a falling out. You know, various other actors. I think he's gotten along well with most of the cast that he worked with most of the time. So I don't know at this point in his life. I can't tell you how big his circle of friends are. I know he's still friends with people like Angelica Houston and I don't know if he's still friends with Laura Flynn Boyle or not. But most of the ladies that he's been with, he's kept a good relationship with, at least on a friendly level.
Yeah. We don't have much time left, but he's an icon. Do you think we'll see him in more films, even in the character spot?
It's always tough to say. I mean, you look at two guys right now, Michael Caine, Gene Hackman. Michael Caine's working like crazy. Gene Hackman hasn't been on the screen for like 5 years. It's just fate and luck has a lot to do with it. I mean, you know, they really want you to work hard in Hollywood, selling your movies, doing TV interviews, and I don't know if they consider Jack big enough anymore to do that. On the other hand, maybe a smaller role, a side role. I mean, he had a movie in 2010, that movie he made with Reese Witherspoon. So, probably something will come up and it'll catch his eye and he'll be willing to do it. I don't think it's good just to sit around all the time.
I agree with you. Stephen Showhead, always a pleasure to chat with you. We do it each and every week. Thanks, buddy. Have a great week.
Yeah, my book is called Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and HollywoodStories.com.
Very good, Stephen. Thanks. Pick it up. It's good storytelling. He's great at telling you the backstories of so many of these movie stars, and there's some good Jack stuff in there as well. Coming up next on the flip side, we've got sports shorts.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The Holy Grail and Lord Stanley's Mug, just a few nicknames given to the most coveted hardware in pro hockey. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Stanley Cup is different from other trophies. The names of all the winning players, coaches, and management are inscribed on it. Today there are 2,200 names and counting, and the teams go all the way back to 1893. It was named after the Governor General of Canada at the time, Lord Frederick Stanley. He wanted a prize that teams in Canada could compete for, but that quickly changed, and by 1917, with American teams in the various leagues, the Seattle Metropolitans won it. In 47, only teams from the National Hockey League were allowed to compete for the Cup. Fittingly, I suppose, the Montreal Canadiens have won it 24 times. The winning teams keep the Cup for a year. Every player gets his turn showing it off. One year, Martin Brodeur, who was the goaltender for the Devils, ate popcorn out of it at the movies. Mostly, the players drink champagne from the top of the bowl. It's safe to say that 36-pound trophy has traveled more than any other championship award. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Yeah, speaking of the Stanley Cup, we got to fill you in on a couple of things that are happening in the first round for all you sports fans. Even if you're not a sports fan, I think you can appreciate what has happened, you know, when you get down to the wire and you force that overtime, or you force that game seven. The Flyers and the Sabres went to a game seven. The Flyers did serious damage to Buffalo. It was pretty one-sided. It was all about Philly. The final score was 5-2. They win it. They move on to the next round. But you look at what's happening right now in overtime, the Blackhawks and the Canucks. And this slid into overtime in a most unusual way because we have a pair of eyes on the game. We're going to get a blow-by-blow description of it. I thought that Matt Johnson was going to come out of his shoes. Matt, what happened to send that game into an overtime?
Basically what happened is we're winding down the end of the third period. The game's basically over. The Canucks are up 1-0 due to a first-period goal about 2 minutes into the game. And it's been back and forth the whole time. And then Duncan Keith got called for a hooking penalty. And so now the Blackhawks are on a penalty kill. They're down a man. They somehow get a shorthanded rush. And after a couple of rebound shots, Jonathan Toews, who's one of the best players in the game, is laying down basically on his chest and manages somehow to shoot the puck past Luongo, and now we are going into overtime, and that happened with about a minute left while they are on the penalty kill. It's
wow.
One of the most insane things I've ever seen. I feel like I just drank a whole pot of coffee.
So all you coffee drinkers can relate to what Matt is saying. And as I mentioned, even if you're not a hockey fan, you can appreciate, I think, it coming down to the wire, which it has now done in a couple of these games, and this couldn't be a more exciting way to go out. Of course, it's rough for those that have to make the tee times and don't move on to the next series. But there will be a game seven, the Bruins and the Canadiens. The Canadiens knocked off the Bruins 2-1. So that goes to seven, like I mentioned. The Penguins and the Lightning, if you've been paying attention to that series is tied at 3. And Game 7 at Pittsburgh coming up tomorrow. So it really has been incredible to watch the first round of the playoffs. There were a couple of blowouts, like the Red Wings blew out the Coyotes. I mean, 4-0, they just swept them up. The Sharks took care of business against the Kings. They won that series 4-2, although it took a hard-fought overtime to do that. The Ducks... a lot of people listening to us across America who are Duck fans. Somehow the Duck fans have become a team to root for, sort of one of those underground teams, I think, across the country. But anyway, the Predators beat the Ducks 4-2, and I think maybe stunned a few people. So that's how the first round has gone so far at this point.
This has been one of the best first rounds I ever remember. And, I mean, my memory's a little shorter than other people's, but I can't remember so much drama with almost every single series. I mean, the only one that didn't really have that much was Rangers-Capitals. But everything else, you got teams who are down a lot coming back. A lot of overtime games, and, I mean, Blackhawks-Canucks, the Blackhawks are down 3 games, and they're coming back here. So it's been insane.
Yeah, I would agree with Matt. I think it's been a wild playoff run so far, and this is just the first round. You know, while you hear about hockey and how exciting it's been, you look at the NFL and the fact that the draft is coming up. But who cares about the draft if there's not going to be any football? I mean, I guess you can't think that way when you run a team and you have a pretty high pick. But the latest on the labor strife, I'm going to call it strife, and you know what happened with the judge, is that players are starting to show up for work. But is there going to be any work? I mean, that's the key. Are they going to iron this all out? Because the owners are pushing it to an appeals. And the players are saying, you know, we're not going to back off of this. We're not backing down. We've won again. So let's just play this game. Let's figure out this $9 billion and how we're going to split it up. Let's figure that out. we still might not have the NFL just a couple of months away from the preseason. Oh, that would be so bad, so bad. Shelly is listening to us in Buffalo. Shelly, I am so, so sorry.
I know. I lost the bet, remember?
Yes. And you know what? I think I said it was going to be 4-2. I think I said it was going to be 4-2. It ended up being 5-2. But that's okay. Hey, your Buffalo Sabres fought pretty hard. It was a good series.
Yeah, it was a good series. I watched it, and then I'm like, bummer. Oh, no. I'm like, face. Kate, I lost.
They tried. That's okay. You called up. You called up to eat some humble pie, so that's all right.
This sounds good.
Root for the Flyers now. That's all you have to do for me. Just root for my Flyers to go all the way through, okay?
All right. That'd be my next team. How's that?
There you go. Sorry, Shelly, about your Sabres.
That's okay.
Oh, have a good one. How about that? She called up. We told her about the Game 7 and how exciting it was. And the Sabre fans, boy, and there's some history between the Sabres and the Flyers, had to be pretty disappointed that they weren't able to pull it out. But they weren't. And I was pretty excited because I am a lifelong Philadelphia Flyers fan. I grew up watching hockey when I was probably 3 years old. They started putting us in front of the tube and we started to watch it. Most people, though, aren't worried about the odds of who's going where in the NHL. They're betting on other things in England, like what the color of the dress for the Queen will be. And the royal wedding day is almost upon us. I said on the air, is it really that big of a deal? I get that people, in a way, are fascinated by this. It's, you know, the whole gossipy side, and it's kind of like the celebrity being crazy about celebrities and can't get enough of them. So People Magazine, talk about celebrity-crazed publications, they have a double issue, and it has everything you can imagine about this royal wedding. From invitations to the guest list to, you know, all that sort of stuff. But there's actually, the thing that I think is so fascinating is you can actually make plays on when people arrive, if they arrive on time, what the mother of the bride is going to wear, how long the procession lasts, for example, once the vows are exchanged. And then they do the balcony thing at Buckingham Palace, how long that takes. Is that crazy? I mean, we think of casinos and bookies, and I just mentioned the NFL, and would the season actually be back or not? What happens in the appeals court, because that's where the owners have taken it. And the NFL, without a doubt, is the biggest wagered on the games week to week, or the biggest things that are wagered on in this country. But in England, everything is fair game. It's crazy.
We're the best. I've been telling you the best.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
Oh,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn it in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N. Nothing.
Finish.